going to look good and everything going to be shiny when you put it in the Lord's hand. Hallelujah. And leave it there in his hand. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You may not see it. See, when you put the seed in the ground, praise the Lord, the seed don't just come up the same day you put it in the ground. It take a little work for the seed to come up. When you put it in the Lord's hands and leave it in the Lord's hand, your situation going to get better, praise the Lord. Your finances is going to get better. Your health going to get better. Your children going to get better, praise the Lord. And instead of you having that job that you got, God going to give you a better job when you put it in his hand. See, I remember back in my old days, well, my younger days, I said my old days, my younger days. Back then, they whip you for good and they whip you for bad. So I got a splinter in my foot. But when I came back, when I came where my mom was, it was hurting, but I wasn't limping. I wasn't going to let her know that I had something in my foot. She said, "Everything all right, son?" I said, "Yes, ma'am, everything all right." And I'm saying in my mind, "Golly, boy, the splinter is really, really, really messing with me." But as I went on, I was able to bear the pain. And as I went on, you know what happened? It worked itself out. That splinter worked itself out. I was able to pull the splinter out of my foot. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I'm trying to tell you, praise the Lord. Your problem, praise the Lord, that you got, God going to cause your problem to work itself out. You may not even see it, but he going to cause your problem to work itself out. He going to take your problem, praise the Lord, and turn your problem around, praise the Lord. You're going to forget that you had the problem. That's why he said, leave your burden at the door when you come into the house of the Lord. Leave it at the door, praise the Lord, because in here, praise the Lord, there's joy, there's peace in here. When you put it in the Lord's hand. How many want to put it in the Lord's hand tonight? How many want to put it?
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
You've just tuned in to the outreach ministries of the Mount Calvary Baptist Church, located 320 Daspit Street in Alexandria, Louisiana. Reverend Ronnie Humphrey Sr. is the pastor. We are a church of the living word, preaching and teaching the word, thereby fulfilling God's command as stated in Mark 16:15, to go therefore into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. At Mount Calvary Baptist Church, leading to others is the church's first priority. Now join Pastor Humphrey in a sermon already in progress.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. Saved a wretch like me. Once was lost, now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Amazing grace, how sweet, sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Thank you, Jesus. Now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. So many dangers. And so many snares. I've already. And I just want to say thank you, Jesus. You brought me over. You brought me through. You brought me around. Save. And that same grace. Please be seated. Father, we thank you for your grace. And we thank you for your mercy. Lord, we realize that on our own merit, we are all like filthy rags. But we're so glad that you saw in us the love of Jesus. And we thank you right now. Father, as we look into your word today, we ask right now that you make me your mouthpiece and your sounding board so that I may rightly divide the word of truth and draw somebody to you and not drive them away. In Jesus' name we pray. We all say amen, amen, and amen. Amen, amen, amen. Giving honor to the Godhead, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, who is certainly present with us today, to our pastor emeritus, Dr. Huey Pierce Lawson, and our first lady emeritus, Miss Martha Lawson, Reverend Rodney Lennox to my left, Minister Cindy Humphrey, and all of you. We're so glad that you are here. Glad to see you. I'm not going to prolong the time. Realize that some of us are having company today. Amen. Amen. And I know that nobody's worried about the black and gold. Amen. Amen. Luke 22 and 20 says this. I'll go ahead and read it while you're getting it because it will tie into what's on your program. It says, likewise also the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you. Now that corresponds to the third stanza of our responsive reading, where in 1 Corinthians 11:25 it says, after the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood, this do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. So we're going to use for a subject just a little while today a new covenant. A new covenant. Because surely what was instituted in the time of Jesus was a new covenant. There was one that already existed. It was insufficient in a lot of ways. The Lord decided to expand upon it. Amen? It was not cast aside like some people think. It was just simply amended. Amen. A better amendment. Today we commemorate the new covenant by the Lord's Supper. Some call it the sacrament, the Last Supper, Holy Communion. You've heard all these before. I preach a similar sermon most third Sundays. The Eucharist, it's called sometimes, or even Testament. All of these terms are tied to the promise that God makes with humanity, with us, that he will forgive sin through his Son, Jesus Christ, who is the mediator of the new covenant. Now, the new covenant, which replaces the old Mosaic covenant, is considered a promise. It's considered an arrangement. Amen? A glorified deal, if you will, given to us by God Almighty. All of this harkens back to the Passover days. The Passover meal had a whole lot of significance. Yes, sir. When God delivered Israel out of Egypt, there was no time to hassle with yeast, so they baked unleavened bread. No yeast, amen? Didn't have time to worry about the bread rising. Amen. They had to get what they needed to get and go. Can I get a witness? Yes, sir. Anybody here ever been in a hurry? Yeah. Amen. And you just can't wait for something long. You got to do something quick and in a hurry. Mm-hmm. So eating unleavened bread is a reminder of the time of deliverance, which is why we have the unleavened bread here today. And it's a reminder of the Old Testament. And as good as the Passover was, it needed to be amended for our sins to a new covenant. Amen? Amen. Then we have the wine. We won't be too long, but just a little lesson on the significance of the wine. Last third Sunday, I spoke on the wine, and it seemed to be pretty popular. Amen. Amen. You know, I always talk about the bread and the wine, but for some reason, the wine kind of sticks. Amen. So let's talk about it again. The wine mimics the blood of Jesus. Just like the bread represents the body, the wine represents the blood. But during the Passover, there was lamb's blood spread on the doorposts of the Israelites. And the blood let the death angel know to pass over the Israelites. Yes. Can I get a witness? Yes, the 10th plague of death to all firstborns was about to be instituted by God. And in order for the death angel to not get any of the chosen ones, the blood was a symbol that these people in this house were safe. Can I get a witness? And when the death angel came, he didn't leave any firstborns alive. Not only were the firstborn of the Egyptians taken, but any firstborn of any animal they had, firstborn dog, firstborn cat, firstborn horse, anything firstborn was taken. Exodus 12 and 13 says, "And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt." So as Jesus and his disciples gathered in the upper room, they were being traditional they were even being commemorative. And they wanted us to know today we are no longer under the law of Moses. And I thank God for that. We're now under the grace of God. You see, the old covenant had to be replaced by a new and better covenant. And I don't know about you, but in my 61 years, I've needed a whole lot of grace and mercy. Can I get a witness? And I didn't grow up affluent enough to where I had a bunch of hogs and cows and rams in order to sacrifice for the forgiveness of my sins. Amen. We had a few old dogs that came from down the street and some cats that lived under the house. Amen. But I'm glad about grace and mercy because we didn't need to sacrifice. You see, under the new covenant, we receive a free gift of salvation. Now, here at Mount Calvary, we love free. Amen. Free. I saw a commercial on TV the other day where a guy just said, free, 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 free. I said, that's Mount Calvary. Amen. And I don't know about you, but that kind of information is worth drinking to. Can I get a witness? I'll drink to that. Amen. You see, God renegotiated our covenant. Thank God that he decided to give us a reprieve from sin. In the business world, it takes some red tape in order to redo a business deal. Got to convene a board and a lot of motions and seconds and thirds and all of that stuff. Even in the political world, it takes a constitutional amendment or a referendum to change a law. Can I get a witness? But God is more than a legislator. He's more than a CEO. Can I get a witness? Yeah. He and only he decides when and where to upgrade mankind's covenant. Can I get a witness? Yeah. So now in the meeting in the upper room, Jesus was the presiding officer. Can I get a witness? And the disciples made up the rest of the board. But Judas was the only dissenter, if you will, because he had already set up his own covenant with the chief priests. And that's one of the things I hate most about this story, was because it was the preachers, can I get a witness, that got together to bum rap Jesus. Can I get a witness? You see, we preachers have a huge responsibility. Amen, but there's some false prophets in some pulpits around the world. Can I get a witness? And the Bible says the chief priests were the ones that made the deal, amen, to bum rap Jesus. I wouldn't have wanted to be in that pulpit. Can I get a witness? Mark 14 and 10 says, and Judas Iscariot, one of the 12, went unto the chief priests to betray him unto them, had his own sideline deal. You know, there have been a lot of sideline deals going on lately. Can I get a witness? Amen. A couple of years ago, while the presidential election was going on, there was a few sideline deals. Can I get a witness? I remember when the esteemed Governor Bobby Jindal was in office. Louisiana had a few sideline deals. Can I get a witness? Amen. But sideline deals just won't last. And the deal that Judas made with the chief priest did not last. Can I get a witness? And the new covenant is a deal that we all, like I said before, can drink to. Can I get a witness? When Jesus and his disciples had eaten the unleavened bread that represented his soon-to-be-broken body, then they took up the cup in order to seal the deal. You see, people like to toast to a whole lot of special events. I remember when I was a little boy, the old cowboys would gather in the saloon after a successful cattle drive. And they'd hold up these itty-bitty cups and make a toast to the cattle drive. Isn't that all right? The old gangsters, when I used to watch the Untouchables as a little boy, they toasted to their illegal liquor activities. Can I be witness? They toasted to the fact that Elliot Ness could not catch them. Now, newly married couples, they love to toast to a long and happy life. And that's all right. But if you really want to toast to somebody, let's toast to Jesus. Can I get a witness? And if you like to drink, I invite you to drink to Jesus. Can I get a witness? Somebody say, I'll drink to that. When I was a young man, I hung around some of my partners. Anything that happened, they would drink to it. Can I get a witness? They didn't need a good reason. Amen. Car breakdown, I'll drink to that. Can I get a witness? Amen. Get put out of their house, I'll drink to that. Can I get a witness? Lose their job, I'll drink to that. We don't need a good reason to drink. But I'm here to tell you today, Jesus is a good reason to toast. Can I get a witness? I don't know what the score is going to be after the Saints-Rams game. Somebody will be drinking to a victory. Somebody else might be drowning their sorrows. Can I get a witness? But if you want to toast somebody, I invite you right now to toast Jesus. Everlasting life, I'll drink to that. Can I get a witness? Love, grace, and mercy, I'll drink to that. Can I get a witness? Health and strength, I'll drink to that. Can I get a witness? The blood of Jesus, I'll drink to that. Anybody ready to toast Jesus? Let me hear you say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Do you know that they marched him up in an old dusty hill? And they nailed him on an old, the song say, rugged cross. Can I get a witness? They hung him in a 4-foot deep hole, and his shoulders jerked when the cross was stood up. Can I get a witness? But when he was stood up on that cross, he got thirsty. So he asked somebody to give him a drink. But instead of wine like we're drinking today, instead of good old H2O, they brought Jesus some vinegar. Can I get a witness? Let me tell you one thing. A bitter drink is hard to swallow. But look at Jesus today, hung out on the cross for your sins and my sins. And if you want to drink, somebody say, I'll drink to that. Is he good, Mount Calvary? Is he good? Did he wake you up early this morning, brought you to Mount Calvary, and clothe you in your right mind? Say, yeah, say, yeah, say, yeah, say, yeah. One of these old days, one of these old days, without a warning, he's coming back. You may not have time to bake a full meal. You may not have time to worry with yeast like the Israelites did. You may not have time to even get an unleavened cracker, but he's coming back. And I promise you, he's not going to find every one of us doing the right thing. See, we're all going to be doing some wrong sooner or later. But thank God for grace and mercy. And it's because of the new covenant that whatever you're into when you die, if you've accepted Jesus, you're all right. Amen? So right here and right now, if you got an old covenant, an old deal, something you want to get an improvement on, I invite you to Jesus. I invite you to the one that has a new and better deal, a new and better covenant. Whatever you've done, wherever you've been, Jesus forgives. Why don't you stand just for a second, Mount Calvary? You might come by letter, by your Christian experience. You may be a candidate for baptism. But I invite you right now. Say that again. Oh, how. Come on, somebody. This is your time. You're not taking up my time. You're taking your own time. I invite you to Jesus.